Welcome to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. In the Orthodox Church, the first major feast that is celebrated after September 1st, the liturgical new year of the Church, is that of the Nativity or birth of the Theotokos, the Mother of God, celebrated on September 8th. Although the record of this birth is not found in the Bible, it can be found in the apocryphal writings that are not part of the New Testament scripture. In this traditional account of Mary's birth, the teaching is that Joachim and Anna, a pious Jewish couple, were waiting for the birth of the Messiah. They were very old and prayed to God to have a child of their own. Through their faithfulness, their prayers were answered, and Anna bore Mary, who was to become the mother of the Messiah, Christ. The Troparion theme song for this day proclaims the message of the feast. Your nativity, O Virgin, has proclaimed joy to the whole universe. The Son of Righteousness, Christ our God, has shone from you, O Theotokos. By annulling the curse, he bestowed a blessing. By destroying death, he has granted us eternal life. Our first selection continues the theme of the day. Listen closely as the choir of Saints Peter and Paul Orthodox Church in Ben Lomond, California, sings the Kantakion of the feast, set in Byzantine chant tone 4. Let's turn to the Matin service as we continue our celebration of the Nativity of the Theotokos. The ninth ode of the Matins canon, sung also during the Divine Liturgy, celebrates the virginity and virgin birth of Christ by Mary. Our first selection is set in Kievan Canon Tone 8, sung by the choir of Saints Peter and Paul. This will be followed by a selection set in Carpatho-Russian Plain Chant, sung by the Schola Cantorum of Saint Peter's in the Loop, J. Michael Thompson, director.
Magnify.
A hymn of light traditionally occupies a special place for special singers in every matin service of the Orthodox Church. On the Feast of the Nativity of the Theotokos, this text is truly inspiring. Be renewed, O Adam, and be magnified, O Eve. You prophets, dance with the apostles and the righteous. Let there be common joy in the world among angels and mankind, for the Theotokos is born today of righteous Joachim and Anna. Let's first listen to the choir of the Koretz Holy Trinity Stavropigian Convent as they sing a composition by Diakovsky. The Schola Cantorum of St. Peter's in the Loop follows with the Byzantine chant setting harmonized by the monks of New Skete. The Divine Liturgy of the Nativity of the Theotokos, the faithful hear the beautiful communion hymn for the feast, taken from Psalm 116. I will receive the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Alleluia. We now turn to the trio Icona to sing a Byzantine chant setting of this communion hymn, followed with a composition by John Erickson, sung by the choir of Saints Peter and Paul. The last setting of this communion hymn is a bit more concert in nature, composed by Berezovsky and sung by the Odessa Chamber Choir, Vladimir Koshkin, conductor. On this feast of the Nativity of the Theotokos, we'll now turn to various settings of the hymn to the Theotokos heard during the Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom. It is truly meet to bless you, O Theotokos, ever blessed and most pure, and the Mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. Without defilement you gave birth to God the Word. True Theotokos, we magnify you. Our first selection is composed by Bortnyansky and is sung by the men's Slavic chorus Slavyanka, Paul Andrews, director. This will be followed with a setting composed by Yaichkov and sung by the choir of the Russian Orthodox Cathedral in Paris, Eugene Yevits, director.
Thank you.
The Theotokos Mary uttered the words, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior," after hearing the angel Gabriel's proclamation. The choir of the Patriarchal Cathedral of the Epiphany, Gennady Kharitonov director, sings this setting of the Magnificat.
Thank you.
We'll end today's program celebrating the Nativity of the Theotokos with a Greek paraliturgical or religious folk song honoring the Mother of God. It is sung in English by the trio Ikona.
O Blessed Virgin Mother, Queen of the heavens above.
O Blessed Virgin Mother, Queen of the heavens above.
O Mary, full of grace, hope of the entire human race, and truly the Mother of God.
O Mary, full of grace, hope of the entire human race, and truly the Mother of God.
O Mother, sweetest Mother, O most compassionate One.
O Mother, sweetest Mother, O most compassionate One.
You are our greatest joy, comfort to each little girl and boy, our hope before the sun.
You are our greatest joy, comfort to each little girl and boy, our hope before the sun.
Do you not hear us, O Mother, from all the ends of the earth?
Do you not hear us, O Mother, from all the ends of the earth?
Our heartfelt lamentations, sighs of grief and salutations, please help us here on the earth.
Our heartfelt lamentations, sighs of grief and salutations, please help us here on the earth.
You have been listening to Icons in Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 130. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day, and please tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.